I burst into the small meeting chamber. The monarchs sat in thrones arranged in a half circle, eyes aghast at being interrupted.
Ah, young Smetri.
I looked over to see a regal-looking man with a square red beard and a set of kingly robes to match it. Brig Dartmoor, Bastille's father, was king of Nalhalla and generally considered foremost among the monarchs. He stood up from his chair.
How, unusual to see you.
The others looked panicked. I realized that the last time I'd barged in on them like this, I'd come to warn them about a librarian plot and had ended up nearly getting them all assassinated.
I can't take it any longer! I hate being cooped up in this city. I need a vacation.
The monarchs glanced at one another, relaxing slightly. I hadn't come to warn them of impending disaster. This was just the usual Smedri drama.
Well, that's fine, I guess.
Anyone else would probably have demanded to know why this vacation was so important as to interrupt the Council of Kings. But Dartmoor was quite accustomed to handling Smedris. I was only just beginning to understand what a reputation for oddness my family had. And this was compared with everyone around them, who lived in a city filled with castles, dragons that climbed on walls, grenades that looked like teddy bears, and the occasional talking dinosaur in a vest. Being odd compared with all of them took quite a bit of effort. My family is a bunch of overachievers when it comes to freakish behavior.
Perhaps you'd like to visit the countryside. The fire lizard trees are in bloom.
Nope, that's not exciting enough.
I held up my finger.
I'm going to Tookie Tookie. I hear that the royal mud baths there are extremely intense.
You want to go visit the Mokian Palace Spa?
Yes. I have a fondness for mud baths. Exfoliating my homeopathic algotherapy and all that.
But the palace is kind of besieged right now.
I will not be dissuaded. I am a Smedri, and we do ridiculous, unexpected, eccentric things like this all the time.
Oh dear, he really does seem determined. My poor grandson will be killed because of his awesome, Smedri-like impulsiveness. If only there were a group of people dedicated to protecting him.
With that, we turned and dashed away from the chamber, leaving the monarchs and knights standing dumbfounded. Bastille Grandpa and I entered the main palace hallway, which was lined with frames containing rare and exotic types of glass. They glowed faintly to my eyes, as I was still wearing my oculator's lenses.
Do you think they'll buy it?
Wait, buy it? Did you try to sell them something?
No, it's a figure of speech.
The figure giving a speech? If you're that interested in her figure, you should be ashamed. Queen Kamiko is a married woman and at least 40 years older than you are.
Do you think they'll believe the act? It seemed a little exaggerated to me.
Exaggerated? What part?
The part about me going to Mokia, into a war zone just to take a vacation? It's kind of ridiculous.
Sounds like a Smedri activity to me.
They'll buy it, lad. The knights in particular tend to be very, literal people. They'll assume the worst. And that worst, in this case, is that you are going to blunder off into a war zone because you feel that your pores are clogged. I don't think we'll have any trouble getting them to...
I glanced over my shoulder. No fewer than 50 knights of Crystallia were rushing down the hallway in our direction. Most wore full plate.
Scribbling scousies!
We redoubled our efforts, running in front of the storm of knights with all we had. But they were faster. They had warrior's lenses, not to mention Kristen enhancements. They'd catch us for sure.
Alcatraz, lad, I believe I may have discovered a slight flaw in your clever plan.
You think?
I knew this would happen. I'm such an idiot. Alcatraz, if they can catch you before you leave, they can take you into protective care for your own good.
Protective care?
That usually involves a locked door, padded cell, bread and water, and jail. Can't forget that.
They'll throw us in a jail?
Yes. The knights are bodyguards, lad. They have the right to determine when someone under their charge is going to be put in too much danger. They only have the power to do it while we're inside Nalhalla. They rarely invoke the privilege. We must really have them worried. Good job, lad! You should feel proud!
They're gaining on us!
It was an understatement. They were right behind us. I bolted down a side hallway, Bastille easily keeping up. She had warrior's lenses on and could outrun Grandpa and me, but she hung back.
Only one thing for me to do!
What's that?
Switch sides!
And then Grandpa stopped running, letting the knights catch up to him.
Come on, let's get him!
He was pointing at me. The knights didn't take Grandpa into protective care. One did pick him up and carry him, however, so he didn't slow them down. In seconds, we were being chased not only by an entire force of Knights of Crystallia, but by my mustachioed grandfather as well.
What's he doing?
Burn him at the stake!
Well, he never was going to go with us. Remember? When we acted in front of the monarchs, his plan was to claim that he didn't want you to go and couldn't stop you.
Why did we decide that again?
Because we didn't want him to get into trouble for what you're doing.
Why does he have to get into the part so enthusiastically? He's making me... Wait, why do they sound further away?
I glanced over my shoulder. The knights and my grandfather had fallen back. I frowned, confused. The knights seemed to be running as hard as ever. In fact, they seemed to be running even harder than before. And yet they were still losing ground.
What?
He's making them late, using his talent. By joining their side, then trying to chase us, he's making them all too slow to catch us.
I gawked, amazed. My grandfather's skill with using his talent was incredible. I wondered, not for the first time, what I could manage with my own talent if I were as trained as he was. These last few months in Nalhalla, I'd mostly spent my time learning to avoid using my talent. I had it almost completely under control. I hadn't broken anything unexpected in weeks. I was beginning to think that I might be able to live a normal life. But sometimes when my grandfather did incredible things with his talent, it made me envious. That was stupid. And trust me, I'm an expert on stupid. I'd spent my entire childhood ruled and dominated by my talent. Accomplishing something like Grandpa just did was incredible, but also unpredictable. Even the best of Smedries couldn't make events like this work all the time. I wanted to be rid of my talent. Free. Didn't I?
Gee, what a nice moment of reflection.
Bastille stepped up to me.
Yeah.
I watched the troop of frustrated knights who seemed to be all but running in place, barely inching forward.
Do you want another moment or two to, you know, be all philosophical and crud? Or do you want to get your shattering legs moving so we can escape?
Oh, right.
Grandpa wouldn't be able to hold them back forever. In fact, they already looked like they were moving more quickly, regaining some momentum. I turned with Bastille and continued running. We needed to get out of the city, and fast.